Welcome to the Tech Talk podcast, where we dive into the latest advancements in the world of web development. I'm your host, and today we have a very special guest with us, Saurabh from Softratics. Saurabh, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So, Saurabh, I understand there have been some significant updates in the Angular world recently, with Angular V18 officially released and the preview of Angular 19 next. Can you give our listeners a quick overview of these two versions and why they're important?
Absolutely. Angular V18 brings several performance optimizations and enhancements to the developer experience. For instance, there are improvements in dependency injection, tree-shakable providers, and updates to the Reactive Forms module. These changes help reduce the complexity of building scalable applications while also speeding up load times through smaller bundle sizes. On the other hand, Angular 19 Next, which is still in preview, focuses on next-level optimizations, especially for large-scale apps. It improves TypeScript integration, build performance, and introduces new testing utilities, making it an exciting update for developers who want to experiment with cutting-edge features.
That sounds like a lot of promising features. Can you discuss the key differences between Angular V18 and this new preview release?
Of course. Angular V18, as I mentioned, focuses more on refining the framework's core aspects like dependency injection and reducing bundle sizes through better tree shaking. It's stable and ideal for developers looking to enhance the performance of their current projects. Meanwhile, Angular 19 next introduces some game-changing updates for performance and scalability, like enhanced TypeScript support, which helps developers catch errors more easily. It also improves server-side rendering, SSR, making Angular apps faster and more SEO-friendly.
Server-side rendering improvements sound important, especially for businesses focusing on SEO. So, should developers jump straight to Angular 19 next, or stick with Angular V18 for now?
It depends on the project. Angular V18 is more stable, so if you're running a production application, it's probably the better choice right now. However, if you're working on performance-sensitive or large-scale applications, Angular 19 next offers better build times and runtime performance. It's perfect for developers looking to future-proof their apps and experiment with new features. That said, Angular 19 is still in preview, so expect some changes before the final release.
Interesting. You mentioned earlier that there are breaking changes in Angular 19 next. Could you shed some light on what developers need to be cautious about?
Yes, with any major update, there are usually breaking changes. In Angular 19 next, some legacy APIs have been deprecated, so developers upgrading from earlier versions will need to make adjustments. This mostly affects older applications, but it's important to check the migration guide to ensure a smooth transition.
That's good to know. Lastly, Saurabh, what's your advice for developers deciding between upgrading to Angular V18 or testing Angular 19 next?
For most teams, Angular V18 is a stable, powerful release that offers enough optimizations and features to enhance their projects. But if you're looking to stay ahead of the curve, particularly for performance-focused or large-scale applications, experimenting with Angular 19 next will give you a glimpse into the future of Angular. Just keep in mind, it's still a preview, so use it cautiously in production.
Great advice. Thanks so much, Saurabh, for joining us today and breaking down these exciting updates in Angular.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
And for those of you listening, if you want a more detailed comparison between Angular V18 and the preview of Angular 19 next, make sure to check out Softradix's latest blog. We'll have the link in the description. Stay tuned for more tech insights on our next episode. Take care and happy coding!